Welcome back to Ventures and Vagabonds! Last time, our adventurers traveled to Celestia's tomb, fought a Weebo horde golem, got a whole bunch of treasure, and made it back to the empty gorilla before Leona even realized they had forgotten about her. Anyway, we find our adventurers back at the empty gorilla, alongside Val Arthronis, who, before departing, tosses Ejno a satchel. I'm trying to remember his voice. What was it? It was, cement shoes! Hey, Dragonborn! Hey!
Yes.
Here you go.
Yes.
Do you have cement shoes written in your notes?
No. It's just, I know he's kind of a Boston, you know, like, whack him. Yeah. Gabagoo.
Yeah. Gabagoo.
Gabagoo. Hey, take this satchel. It's filled with gold. Figured you deserve a little cheddar for all your help. I'm really overplaying the Boston accent, but you know what? It's working.
I am very poor. Great. I will not question it.
Yeah, don't spend it all in one place. Oh, and there's your girlfriend you forgot about, as Leona is there. I'm not going to forget it. I ain't going to forget it this time.
My bed.
My dad.
I just get so caught up with these other things. It just slips to the side.
Slipped my mind.
Yeah, you know, that's definitely something that'll just slip your mind. Your girlfriend. Just stand there. Anyway, I'ma get back to my brothers. You know, we still got to clean shop and all that. But good luck on killing this Morden guy.
Thanks.
Yeah, forget
Thank
about
you.
It.
Thank you.
Yes, as he teleports away.
Dude, you saying forget about it.
Forget about it.
It reminds me of that one video. You know, it's like the guy's like, I just landed in New York. And like he hits some lady in the shoulder, and he's like, yeah, I'm walking here. And she like walks her. She's like, we do not talk like that. We do not speak like that. You are mocking. It's like, oh, okay, I'm sorry. And then she walks away. He's like, forget about it. And then she turns around, grabs him by the neck.
You're going to need to send that later.
She grabs him by the neck.
Hold on,
let me see if I can find it.
All right, yeah, you know what? Pause the episode. We're watching this.
Same idea as the there's no gays in Ireland, Kathleen.
There's no gays in Ireland.
Have you seen that? I swear you've seen that.
No.
I'm pretty sure you're the one that sent it to me.
I feel like I've
never
seen it.
If I have, it's long gone in my memory bank. We're back. We watched There Are No Gays in Ireland videos. We looked at some pug skulls, but we're back. So, back at the empty gorilla. Celestia in hand. The only thing now left to do is to get to the island of Galarin. There is where you heard Morden had been resurrected. The only question is how you gonna get there? And that is up to you guys.
How far away is it?
The island of Galarin is... I mean, you don't really know that information.
I have a map.
You do have a map. I think that's the map of Cordiv.
Oh, it's not on there?
No.
That would make sense.
No. It's just that and the list of celestial spirits.
Yep. I think I need to update that list.
Including Rowley.
Let's go.
Yeah, he's on there.
Not that it relates in any way to the, you know, storyline, but can I unattune from Boots of Levitation and reattune to Ring of Evasion?
Yeah. Now, I will say, you are right outside of the empty gorilla, and Furnace, the animatronic robot-like dude who operates that place, he does know a lot of things. So any questions you might have, he could offer.
That's a solid point you make there.
I say since David has most riz.
Make a riz check.
Yeah. We need to get the Rizzler on the scene.
Oh boy.
David Philistine, the Rizzler.
Oh, I hate it. Alright.
No, you don't.
Rizzler Supreme instead of Sorcerer Supreme.
The Grand Rizzard.
The Rizzard of Oz.
Oh, you beat me to it. You beat me to it.
All the Riz jokes that we've heard over the last
Let's get them out now so we don't have more later on.
We both know that's not happening.
I am Rizzarded.
There.
Rizzarded.
They will be constant.
I was like, what else is there? Nope, there's one more.
Dude,
I've heard even more, but I can't think of them right off the...
Yeah, it's like they're random... situational, because it's mostly...
Yeah.
Because it's mostly all puns.
Yeah.
So it's all, like, situational.
Just pull up some random Andrew Tate video and go into the comments.
They're going to have to put a restraining order on me.
Dude, there was a quantum Rizzling incident. And
it was so bad he converted to Rizlam.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah!
That's so good. That's so good.
Christianity.
Dude, he's now quantum Riz-tangled with the environment girl.
Call me Jesus because I have risen again.
Hey.
I like that one.
If you look at the quantum Riz tanglement, as Einstein described it, spooky rizzling from a distance, you'll see.
All right, back to it. What's the plan?
All right, we should ask Furnace. That is what I think the plan is.
I like that plan. That's a good plan.
Miss Rizzle's magic school bus.
Okay.
Did you just, like, think of these on the spot?
No, I could never. No, I'm just going through some random Reddit thing looking for good ones. Osama Rizaladin.
That's a stretch.
I'd like to think Jen, like r/funny.
Islam truly is.
Dude, Rizzo? Are you guys Rizzo fans?
Like, think about the tenets.
What's your guys' thoughts
Islam?
On Rizzo getting President Jefferson's Islam. Glass flute? Okay, tell me about how the tenets of Islam are
tenets of Islam.
Anyway, okay. So, what's the plan?
Wizard Harry.
Okay. We're done with the... Every jump is gonna... Like, I keep trying to find a jump point, and we keep getting dragged back by the Riz.
The Riz is too powerful.
It really is the Riz every single time.
All right. I'm calling it. I've got your stat blocks right in front of me. Every time I hear Riz, I'm going to deal D4 damage. Use it at your own risk.
Psychic damage.
Yeah. Anyway.
A small price to pay for Rizvation.
That's 1d4. Where are my dice? Dang it. Let me get my dice out. I forgot about that.
No.
Yeah. No. Wait.
Yeah, the Punisher. Yeah. Anyway, 2 points of Riz damage. There's no immunity to that.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, what's the plan?
It would seem I have to use my charisma to convince Furnace.
All right.
What are we asking him again? I'm sorry.
No, it's been months. So I don't blame you.
We're asking him where we should go. I forgot.
We're asking him where is the island.
D4.
We're asking him how to
one
get
point of
to,
damage.
We're asking him about how to get to the island of where the guy is.
Yeah. Galarin.
Galarin, right.
At this point, I'm just not even going to say make a history check. I'm just going to say the answer in a disappointing tone.
I don't
way
think
faster.
I remember that he doesn't know who Morden is. Because I remember.
Yeah, because Morden like started off as a figment of our imagination, and then
Morden was all over the place. That Morden's complicated, but yeah, to Galarin.
All right,
he's a complicated guy.
Hey, Furnace!
You immediately just bust right in the doors, as there, lo and behold, you see Daisy, who was previously sweeping, has now dropped the broom in a moment of shock. Did you burst right through these tavern doors?
Sorry, I need to ask. Would you happen to know where the island of Galarin is and how we can get there?
Of course I know where the island of Galarin is. And of course I know how to get there. But of course, I trade information for money? Was it money or information? I don't remember.
Both.
Either?
Both? That'll work. Think
either, yeah.
I'll take anything at this point.
No, not
money
both.
Money or information?
Specifically either. How much would it be for you to tell us that?
It's not much, maybe like 50 gold.
25.
I gave you a low price.
Oh, yeah, speaking of gold, how much... Well, speaking of gold, how much money did I get from the bag that was tossed to me?
I rolled persuasion.
Looking inside of your bag, you see 20,000 gold pieces. You just open it and you just know. You're like, feels like 20,000. It's a bag of holding, by the way. It can't quite hold much more.
It's like a Rain Man. I just look at
it. Yeah, it's
20,
like Rain Man.
I'm rolling.
Honestly, though, was not a fan of that movie. Just to be 100%.
I'm rolling persuasion.
Persuasion.
I don't know. I wasn't a big fan.
Plus 13. 13 plus 13. It's a 26.
Yeah, with a 26, of course he chops the price in half.
Yeah, sure, whatever. Give me my gold and I'll give you your information.
There you go.
Yep. Yeah, Galarin. It's one of the four major islands of the Asmorean Empire. You can find it directly north of here. I recommend heading to Irisin. They've got plenty of boats that are capable of taking you there.
What's the name of the island?
It's Galarin.
Or the Asmorean or whatever?
Oh, the Asmorean Empire. There's four continents part of the Asmorean Empire. We're one of them, Cordiv. There's also free information, I guess. There's also Mistin, Galarin, and of course, Esmor. I guess prime capital, the prime, continent, I guess, is what you would call it.
Rizmorgian Empire. Got it.
D4 damage. 1 point of damage.
I didn't say the word.
That wasn't in character. 2d4 damage.
Hey, yo.
He looks at the sky. I didn't say it!
Alright, anyway.
Say the word.
Yeah, Galarin, it's about a few miles from here. You gotta pass a few towns, so it's probably a 2-day journey.
Alright, so. Okay. He said to Irisin, and that'll take us to Galarin.
Yep, Irisin's got plenty of boats. And they're capable of taking you there.
Cool.
You're Russian, got it.
Yes.
Sick.
I'm gonna bump it up to a D6 if y'all keep saying this.
I mean, he didn't say it.
No, he didn't.
Nope.
I was racking about. I was like, did he? No, he didn't.
Did he?
Okay.
Did he? Does it count?
No.
I'm sorry. I'm just looking through all my spells.
Just figuring out how to use it?
Yeah, how to use your Rizpun.
It really only works for one.
Anyway, how are y'all gonna get to Irisin?
I assume we just,
walk.
That works.
Yeah. Or do the whole, flying
thing. Yeah. Do have a fourth level spell slot, that is pretty radical.
How many, though?
Before we do that.
Three unused somehow. However, all my second levels and two of my first levels are used.
Okay, yeah, that sounds right.
I
might have accidentally clicked something, but I don't think
so. Is this considered a safe place? Because, I have zero health.
like getting a room inside of the Empty Gorilla. I do believe they have
it's probably
some rooms available, so you could take a long rest within here.
Cool.
Let's do it.
But, probably not a terrible idea.
But pull up.
Daisy walks over. He's like, yeah, so we can get you those rooms for, I don't know why I'm British all of a sudden. I think I was originally Southern, but I'm just going to go with it. Or Australian, I suppose. We're going to get you some rooms right now. I believe it's like 2 silver a night. So if you want that, we can fix that right up.
Sounds perfectly reasonable to me.
Yep.
All right, so if all you guys pay up your 2 silver, on the second level of the Empty Gorilla Tavern, you will find various rooms. You can just take one. There's no keys or anything like that. They don't get a whole lot of business.
I don't have any silver pieces.
One gold piece is equivalent to 10 silver pieces, I think. So you can just give yourself change. Or a hefty tip.
Gotcha.
But with that, you all head into your rooms.
I'll go with the hefty tip, because I'm touching this guy.
Oh, nice. Oh, are you paying for Lyona's room, or is she sleeping on the floor?
I mean, one gold piece.
$20,000, but I ain't no simp.
Listen. No. If one gold piece pays for a room for everyone, actually.
It does, actually. Yeah.
This is true.
I respect women. However,
not that much.
However.
All right. Anyway, with one gold piece.
I respect women. But.
Have you heard of trading cards? No.
Have you heard
about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ?
Risen from the dead.
Man, that's it. All right, that's a D20, actually. Oh, it's a 3, dang it. Oh, but it's a D20 multiplied by 2, so it's actually 6 damage.
So I got 2D20, basically.
It's kind
of. Have you heard of based Catholicism?
Based Catholicism. You guys go up to your rooms and spend the night dozing off all peacefully.
I'm imagining
and quiet.
Like,
oh, wait. No, it's not peaceful.
You know those, like...
It's those... not peaceful?
No, I remembered what I wrote down in my notes.
You know...
Bro!
Give me a second. But... Yeah, the night does not go as quiet as it would seem. As all lay to rest for the night and each drift asleep, Ezno's slumber is disturbed by a waking nightmare. You find yourself walking through a dead oak forest shrouded by an unnatural darkness, with the only light coming from the sky of dark clouds. No, it's not a good dream. With the only light coming from a sky of dark clouds.
Luckily
don't ruin
for
the French.
He knows lucid dreaming.
And there's women everywhere. No. With the only light coming from a sky of dark clouds, easily illuminated by a hiding white sun. As you make your way deeper through the forest, a black mist encroaches toward you like a horde of crawling shadows, before long surrounding your position. Your visibility is limited to no more than 30 feet ahead of you, as with every few steps taken, moving silhouettes reveal themselves to be nothing more than misshapen oak trees which bleed a thick, dark sap from their dead trunks. Eventually, you spot something ahead of you from within the mist. A carriage wrecked on the side of the road. Ravens can be heard ahead of you before you spot them tearing pieces of flesh off of 2 dead horses in the middle of the road. And there, sitting on the ground right of the carriage, is a little girl grasping a straw doll in her arms as she tucks her head with her eyes closed shut. Suddenly, the presence of thunder shakes the ground as a flash of lightning illuminates a shadowy figure from within the mist, standing a few yards behind the girl, slowly approaching. As he gets closer, you get a better look at this figure. He stands roughly 7 feet tall and is adorned in dark plate armor, fitted with a large, torn cloak. An aura of black mist pours off from him as he walks. Like, I mean, this Riz is just unspoken. It's just insane. As he dragging behind him in one hand, a massive black greatsword with 9 skulls built around the hilt, each with faintly red glowing eyes. In the other hand, he seems to be dragging a peasant woman by the back of the collar before dropping her right behind the little girl, who grips her doll harder as the body of the woman hits the dirt from behind her. Finally, you get a glimpse at the figure's face. Although hidden behind a sturdy helm, his glowing white eyes glare down at the girl before he kneels down behind her, whispering something in her ear. You can't quite hear it, but if you want to make a perception check, you could maybe catch what he's saying.
I do.
Let me try.
Yeah, it's Edge knows.
Oh, never mind. I thought all of us had this dream.
No.
So I have a -1 modifier, and I rolled a 1, which means I got a 0. I don't think I heard it.
Wait, what?
My ears just, like, explode.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think you're deaf. Okay, at least for now, so. Yeah. Which just makes the scene even eerier. Without being able to hear anything, you just see that tears begin to roll down the child's face as the figure shrouded in shadows stands back up, turns around, and begins to walk away down the dirt road. And as the mist soon hides him from view, you hear the sounds of movement surrounding you, approaching you, before you spot the silhouettes and glowing eyes of nightmarish creatures approaching the tree line, slowly making their way towards the little girl before the nightmare ends, as Ezno wakes up in a cold sweat.
So,
and you're deaf.
Like, do the rest of us get good sleep?
Oh, yeah, the rest of you sleep like babies.
Sick.
So, I went deaf because of a dream.
Yeah, you ever have those waking nightmares when you wake up, you just hear ringing? It's just like a flashback. Just
I have tinnitus.
Oh, no! That's just go right back to sleep.
That's really great.
But with that...
Dang, I was going
to
try to
kill the... Wait, does he even have ears?
Steel is awesome. So I'm
gonna get dragons? Yeah, dragons. They got holes, right? They got lizard holes.
I mean, I have hearing apparatus.
Yeah.
Of some kind.
I think it's established in canon that you can indeed hear. I think that's been established at some point. I'm not quite sure.
He just sees vibrations.
By virtue of me having conversations with people.
He hears with his eyes.
It's the opposite of Daredevil. He sees sound waves. He can just... I hear with my sight. My
a sonic boom just kills him.
I go blind.
Flashbanged. Loud music is just blinding.
Ah, that's so loud.
So do
I get the long rest or not?
Oh yeah, you get the long rest. It takes a little bit, but you manage to go back to sleep and finish out the night.
I managed to rest longly.
Yeah. Oh, where is Lyona?
Okay.
I guess you got her own room.
Chromesthesia.
It's synesthesia.
Every episode. Wait, where's Lyona?
No, most episodes you don't
where'd
even mention.
Where'd she go?
Gotta remember
there
bring
she
her.
Is. She was in my pocket the whole time.
What you do is you just you strap your backpack to your back and then
you need to tie a string around her like a rope. Shield.
Have her like half in, half out of the bag of holding.
Okay. With 20,000 gold pieces, there's no room for Lyona to fit in your bag of holding. It won't happen.
Darn.
Yeah.
No, what's the one? It's like Bowser Jr. in his little...
On, like, the top of the gold.
In his little, like...
And have her head
copter.
Stick out.
No, because if there's any more weight in the bag of holding, it would technically, like, break.
Boo.
Yeah.
Take some gold out. Let her in. sit on top of the gold.
She's not that rare of a trading card.
Yeah, but then you gotta... It's really awkward, though.
Because, like, she's from an inaccessible island.
Yeah. It's pretty awkward, though, because you have to dump out...
really rare.
You gotta dump out the right amount of gold, so you gotta be like, hey, how much do you weigh? Like, I know I'm not supposed to ask this, but, like, it's kind of important. Otherwise, the hole through reality and space will be ripped open, and then everything's gone.
You better not lie.
Don't lie now. Are we into triple digits? Anyway. Anyway.
Do you want to be sucked into the ethereal plane?
What? I think it's the astral plane.
Astral plane?
Yeah. But with that, the night comes to a close as morning arises. Everybody's downstairs right now in the main tavern area.
Good morning.
Daisy is there sweeping about.
Nice.
Hope y'all rested well.
That I did. Are we gonna...
What about you, Ezno? The party asked the Dragon Lord. How did you sleep?
How did you sleep, Ezno?
Well, you know, at first... Oh, hold on, wait, I can't hear them.
Oh, yeah.
I just, like, stare at them.
Okay, yeah, your tinnitus goes away. It fades.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
No. Would my spell Lesser Restoration help?
Yes, it would actually. Yeah, I am gonna make you burn that to make him hear again. Good catch.
All right, I cast Lesser Restoration.
Blah blah blah, magic, as you can now hear again.
Man, what I would give for Lesser Restoration.
Oh, hello.
In real life.
Hello.
Leona's sitting at the table,
sleep?
And she's just like, I thought you were ignoring me this whole time.
I continue to ignore her.
You don't acknowledge her whatsoever.
I will say, like, in fairness, does she ever talk to you?
No, she doesn't. This is the only time. This is the only time she's been blabbermouthing this whole morning. And yet you were never there to hear it.
Mm-mm.
And now you're just ignoring her.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'd rather you ignore me than not be able to hear.
All right, so I suppose we need to go to the island to fight Morden.
Yep.
Indeed.
All right.
All right, boys. Quetzal up.
All right, who wants to be the Quetzal this time?
I'll go.
I get it, fellas. I'll limber up.
Oh,
unless you want to do it.
I was about to say I got it, but
I mean, you can do it if you want.
Okay, cool. I'll do it.
All right, he's gonna do it.
I start like doing stretches that you've never ever seen me do before.
Do a performance check real quick. Let's get a performance check on these stretches.
Let's see. What's my performance? Oh, thank God.
Yeah, it's gotta be high.
Yeah. I rolled an 8, but I have +9 to performance.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. So it's that.
Yeah, 17. You actually invent yoga. Like, there's, it's just people don't stretch, you know? There's not like chiropractors or anything. Everybody's real stiff, but you're just like so limber right now. You're like, this could be a thing. This should be a thing.
Market this.
Huh.
While he's doing that, I cast Polymorph on Ezno.
All right.
Wow.
No, I'm stiff.
Wow.
With that, blah, 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 your bones and limbs start to snap and crack as you turn into a mighty Quetzal.
Every time I just hear pretzel.
I was stiff.
He was stiff. That's why his bones broke.
You should have did yoga.
Anyway. Well, I would have if it had been invented.
I just invented it.
Sounds like a you problem. Not gonna lie.
Just a little too late on the invention of yoga. Yeah. But with that, in your Quetzalcoatl form, I think I tallied it up. I think it's going to take all three uses to reach Irison via Quetzal.
Fun.
So it's going to use all your fourth level spell slots. Actually, no, I think it takes four. You got a fifth spell slot, right? Like a fifth level?
Sadly. Yes, I do.
Yeah. So if you want to travel the whole distance like that and not have to walk and possibly wait a night, either on the road or in a tavern if there is one, it's going to burn three fourth level spell slots and then the fifth. With that,
you
all climb aboard the Quetzalcoatl and Lyona. I'm
going to
make sure not to forget her.
With Lyona. Let's not leave her behind.
As you all take to the sky. And there, soaring above the clouds of Cordiv, you sail for about 4 hours until reaching Irison. On the way.
Irison.
What did I say?
What? Oh, no. You said it right.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
On the way.
Irison.
Yep. Is Riz in there somewhere? I'm keep racking my brain.
No, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Wait, what? It's not.
Yeah, I'm like, no.
I mean,
yeah, you okay, you're good.
Put it in there.
Yeah, you could, but it's not.
No,
he
I'm not.
He hasn't put it in yet.
Nope. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I haven't heard it. But while flying above the clouds, the settlement before Irison, you notice a rather large town that seemed to have been burned down. You just see kind of like the burning rubble as you fly overhead, kind of just ignoring it a bit, pressing onward. Unless you want to land.
We can ask what happened in Irison.
Yeah, that's what I was assuming. Continuing on toward Irison, there you see the coastal settlement just below you as the salty smell of the sea kind of permeates your nostrils. Is there any particular spot you would like to land? Perhaps a little bit outside of the city, perhaps more
not
inward?
In the sea.
We
no, not in the ocean. No.
On a boat, no.
On top of Morden. Directly on top of Morden.
I guess
make
just
a perception check
the city.
To see Morden. Kamikaze.
Surprising, you know.
Get him. Right outside of the city? I mean, it's up to Ezhno.
Yeah, I was like, I'm waiting for the driver to decide.
David just been sitting on the back, no, just super flexible the whole time.
Oh yeah, just limber.
Yeah. He's like, oh man. Man, even though we've been up here for hours, I'm not stiff at all.
Anybody need a bathroom break? Because I don't. I need to stretch my legs forever.
But yeah, no, I just landed in the city.
All right. Immediately, you proceed to dive bomb the city straight toward the... what's the most open spot? There's not really... The town square is pretty crowded with the market.
I was about to say, I would assume the square. But...
Yeah, this square is much more of like a fish market. So there's not a whole lot of great... Okay. I guess the dock ward is the best spot. So we'll say you immediately plummet toward the city of Irison, or the town, I should say. Before landing, yes. Before landing in the dock ward. Do you unpolymorph Ezhno after they land and everybody dismounts?
Nah.
Like that.
All right. Yeah, he's stuck like that for, we'll say, another 20 minutes, unless you unpoly. But with that, as you all land and dismount, you hear the sound of armor shuffling toward you as you hear somebody yell.
Hey! Get your hands up right now!
As there in the distance, you see a squadron of guards running toward you guys.
I put my hands up and put on a friendly smile.
All right. Do a charisma check.
I'm a dragon.
Easy.
And you're a dragon. Well, you're not dragon, Quetzal, but yeah, terrifying.
Yeah, I'll still leave him as Quetzal, just for a few more minutes.
All right, yeah.
That way if they try to, like, I don't know, put chains on him or something, you know. Yeah.
What was the check again?
Thanks, Webb.
Just a charisma check. Just roll and add your charisma modifier.
Charisma check.
You know he's got that charisma.
All right, that's a D4.
I was avoiding saying it charisma. On purpose.
Yeah, but you put some extra is on that.
Okay, so let's say 13 plus 5.
All right. Yeah, it's a 18. Warm smile. Nice. It's kind of a, hey, I'm not a threat. I'm not, you know.
Bit strange to see on a Goliath, but hey, he seems friendly.
With that, the guards quickly approach. You can see there's probably about 6 or 7 of them kind of making a bit of a kill circle. They all get their spears out pointed toward you all, keeping their distance a little bit. As one guard steps forward.
What's going on, gentlemen?
You! You're the Goliath we've heard about. And you! You're that sorcerer we've heard about. And that thing we've never seen before. What is it? There's supposed to be a dragonborn alongside you. Where is he?
I mean, it's kind of a dragon if you just use your imagination a little bit.
That's not a dragon. It's a big bird.
More dragon, less born.
Big bird? How'd you get bird but not dragon?
Anyway, gentlemen, what seems to be the problem?
Oh, that's right. You're all under arrest.
For what, may I ask?
Well, I'm sure Lady Gwendolyn Gale can sort that out for you.
Can I try to sneakily climb on the back of the crystal?
What did sneakily. We promise Lady Gwendolyn again?
It's not exactly sneaky. If you want to, like, turn and try to, like, push yourself up onto it, you can.
You know, just disguise it with a yawn.
That's a really big yawn. Yeah, go ahead. Make a stealth check with disadvantage.
Did we say we'd bring something back for Gwendolyn?
Oh, that's an 8.
As you just kind of like your hands behind your head, kind of like trying to claw your way up onto the Quetzal.
Caleb.
Yeah.
Did we ever say we were gonna bring something back for Gwendolyn?
I will make you make a history check for this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I have +3. 13 in total.
13 in total. Yeah, it's not hard to remember. You remember going to Gwendolyn Gale's estate, getting a contract or a document to allow you guys entry into the prison island of Carillon. And then she said when you get back, she was going to blackmail you for killing Sir Tharaval, Reeve of Freench, as you guys promised to come right back after leaving Carillon, and then teleported away. And then, yeah.
So what you're saying is we have to kill her now.
That's not what I'm saying. I don't think I said that. It's certainly an option. That could be.
We tried to come right back.
Did you?
Yeah. We went straight from our teleportation point to here.
Wait, what was the name of the queen?
Oh, are you telling the guard this? Or are you telling me this?
I think you.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. I'd say so what happened was, we've actually been looking for that queen.
Y'all went to Carillon, a prison break happened, you got back on the boat that was hired to take you to Carillon, and then y'all dipped.
Right.
Y'all teleported out of there, which might have looked suspicious to the guy taking you.
Right.
And that was a few days ago, yeah.
Potentially, just a smidge.
I say to the guard, look, if we were on the run, why would we have
He puts handcuffs
back?
On you.
Why would we have come back?
You just, you don't even notice, but like your hands are now cuffed behind your back, and you're like, what?
I don't care, My
You're just like in the middle of talking.
Do you have Misty Step?
My sleight of hand is +6. I'll be fine.
Likewise, the same happens to Lyona.
Oh, I even need my hands to cast magic. I forgot.
Yeah. And they also
put
come
Lyona
over...
in handcuffs.
Yeah. They put
also,
Lyona
I
in
have
handcuffs.
Dimension Door. I'm not. Yeah, I don't care.
But with that, they're also going to handcuff.
I have dementia.
I also have dementia.
I said, I have dementia.
And all you need for Dimension Door is your voice component. Yeah, you don't even need hand signals.
Exactly.
Hey. Yeah, you can cover it on that. They also handcuff Colrin, unless you try to resist in some way.
Nah, I'm fine.
All right. Handcuffing Colrin.
Can I Lyona. Slyly reach out and cast light on one of their faces?
You are handcuffed from behind the back, so I don't think so.
Wait, what's happening? Can I use Mage Hand? I don't think I can use Mage Hand.
Only... Unless you use Subtle Spell, you can only use, somatic components? Voice components.
Don't worry about it.
While walking.
Well, they haven't taken you out yet. They're kind of staring there, looking at all three of you, Lyona, Colrin, and David, as they're like, all right.
I'm being
Now, we heard there was a dragonborn, and you're going to tell us exactly where he is.
I point at the Quetzal
Cobble. Yeah, he's right there.
Can you make a persuasion check?
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, both of you can do that. Yeah.
I got a 15 +8. 23.
Wow. Yeah, they're con- That's a 19 on the dice.
Like,
plus 13.
It's magic. Oh no, this is
you got a 30.
That's a dragon. That's no. It's not even magic. That's what dragonborns look like.
Oh my goodness. We got a very false description. This is clearly what we're looking for. This massive beast is definitely in association with you two. I don't think we have the handcuffs for it, though.
He'll come along. Don't worry.
Yeah. Good boy. Does he understand English?
Yes, he understands perfect English.
Fantastic. All right, big boy, big fella.
You can
follow
us.
He's intelligent too.
Like he can understand English as you and I would.
I think that's a deception check, because I think their stats, like, those are changed with polymorph.
It's fine.
I think he has a very low intelligence score.
Dog. My deception is also quite high. Not as high as I would have liked, but hey, that's a 17 in total.
All right, yeah, I can't get him out of that. Yeah, I mean, he believes it. Alright, so, big boy, follow us. Let's get his way down here. He won't cause any trouble. And you too, and your little girly here. Come with us. As they start marching their way up the streets of Harrison.
Can I do a sleight of hand to, like, uncuff myself discreetly, though? So yeah, it looks
make
like
a
I'm still...
Sleight of hand check.
Hoo-wah! 12 +6, so whatever that is. Math.
18. It's not good enough.
Boo.
Yeah, there's a DC for manacles. Yeah.
Boo.
But with that, you guys are marched all the way up toward Lady Gwendolyn Gale's estate. And inside, you are all taken to her main office. There, you see Gwendolyn Gale spinning in her chair, just kind of killing time until you all arrive.
Hi.
Stop.
How you been?
Okay, we have a lot to catch up on.
Indeed.
Wait, where? Okay. Oh wait. Okay, we're gonna. Hang on. Back up. Retcon. Back up. We'll say that it takes enough time for Ejno to no longer.
No,
be
no.
I think it means that.
he's still got 5 minutes left.
Fine, 5 minutes. Your head is just kind of watching from a window. The quest is just kind of looking in. Unless you're doing something else.
Let's see, another third level spell slot costs 5 points.
I'm gonna keep it going.
I have plenty of sorcery points.
Alright. Okay. Then back to the present day time.
Oh no, it's 4th level, that's right. Shoot.
Lady that's Gwendolyn 5. Gale drags 3 chairs up toward her desk and sits you all down as she sits behind it. Okay, we have a lot to catch up on. First of all, you broke your word. Not cool.
No, we did not.
I don't like that. Yes, you did. You were supposed to get right back here. No, you didn't.
We did.
Yes, it's been days. It's been literally days.
It has.
Mm-hmm. Do you understand? I sent you with a boat. The boat goes, drops you off at the island. I hear you get back in the boat. You teleport away. The boat comes back. He says, oh, flashing red lights. Oh, prison breaks, supposedly. And all these horrible things about Carillon, the number one secure prison in the world. You told me that you wouldn't cause a prison break. That's what you said. Then what happened?
We didn't cause it.
So, if you're aware of that banjo that you sent.
Was that the Quetzal? Just through the window. Okay, as you were.
Are you aware of that banjo that you sent?
No.
Prison?
Wait, yes.
Yes. Okay. So that banjo's name was Jorg.
You named it?
Yeah, he named himself.
Oh. Okay, continue.
So that the barrier of anti-magic or whatever it's called that shielded the prison undid whatever binding spell was keeping Jorg on or in the banjo.
Uh-huh.
And, well, he is pretty powerful.
Okay.
He wasn't happy about being stuck in the banjo, so he just got out and decided to wreak havoc.
Whoa. Yes.
So, from there, one of the prisoners that had escaped took us to what's the island again? Paternica. Yeah. Took us to the island of Paternica, which is where the Sword of... Man, I can't remember names at all.
Celestia,
yeah. I remembered it right before you said it. where the Sword of Celestia was being held. We got the sword, teleported back. The guy who teleported us took us to the empty gorilla, and we had to fly all the way here.
Uh-huh. Woohoo. Okay, 5 minutes is up. You're done with your polymorph. You're done. As you immediately turn back into Edgeno, as you just right on the streets.
Yeah, but I'm outside of the building, right?
But they're on the second level.
Where do you go?
I can just like run.
There's a group of 3 guards. They're like, oh, hey, that's the Dragonborn on the poster. Hey, get your hands up.
You know the scene from Shrek?
Yeah.
And they make like the Ford Bronco. Yeah.
All right, then. Back in Lady Gwendolyn Gale's office. I'm sorry, what was the name of this prisoner that you... So wait, you're telling me there was a prison break that you didn't cause, but you still took one of the prisoners
and he's just out and about now?
I mean, considering we don't have a means of teleportation.
Uh-huh.
And he did. Decided to use that to our advantage.
Okay. Does the name Radovan ring any bells?
Who?
Yes.
Oh, good. So you know your history. I don't know if you saw...
we've met him.
What?
Not... we've met him. Not at the... funny story that. We met him way before the prison.
Okay, that's not possible.
Well, guess what? It happened.
No.
Yeah.
I got a letter just the other day talking about how Radovan was locked up in Carillon for 2,000 years. I don't think that's possible for you to meet him.
Well,
unless you met him at
what?
The prison.
Guess what? We met him, fought him, he killed me, I came back.
Just because he felt like it, you know?
Okay. I'm going to ignore that, because that's just dumb.
Because it's true.
I'm going to.
Probably shouldn't.
Yeah, you probably really, should. Really shouldn't.
Yeah, he got out. Right? And he's scheduled to be Emperor of the Asmorean Empire, as he would have been if he wasn't... didn't disappear those few thousand years ago.
I thought he wanted to die.
What?
I guess this is next best. Oh, not... that's right, he can't die.
Why not?
There's a whole thing. There's a death god that's keeping him alive.
Radovan?
Yeah, him and Various Mockery.
As far as I know, he's got no ties to some death god.
Well,
and he certainly didn't
know
want
that
to
if
die.
You met him.
Look, unless you met him at the prison, I don't understand what this is. Okay.
Time travel, basically.
Okay, unless you were. We're going to drop that, okay? I'm not going to get in the whole timeline of Radovan, because that's... I don't have the means to prove anything you're saying. So I'm just going to cut right down to the chase. We're just going to put a pin in that and just ignore that.
Well, we did have means of proving that, but it got left on the prison island.
Okay. We're going to put a pin in that.
All right, cool.
Before I gave you documentation to go to Carillon, I said I was going to blackmail you.
Yes, you did.
That has not changed.
Do okay. You want to eat a bean?
You said,
no.
You said the words we're going to blackmail.
Are you in the office?
You said the words.
I'm sure he's here by now.
Ezna's
he's here by
chilling,
now, right?
Unhandcuffed.
We never really addressed what happened, so
no,
I
he
could
didn't.
Fight the guards. And escape,
I assume he like walked up.
Yeah, he just kind of lost him and then kind of just strolled upstairs.
I mean, listen,
pulls up a chair.
Awful good. I kind of have.
It's true.
Okay, a
this
guard
is his
bursts
alignment.
In the room out of breath.
Is he wrong?
Get your hands up! He tries to handcuff you. Do you resist?
No.
Okay, yeah, he just handcuffs you. Sit down as he pulls a chair up and slaps you down in it. As Lady Gwendolyn Gale stands up, takes Lyona by the shoulders and kind of walks her toward her side of the desk, and opens up a small drawer. Here's what's going to happen. I found something not too long ago. There was a mine shaft of sorts that was being excavated in, and it revealed a chamber. And in that chamber, there was
a chamber
a dungeon.
Spaghetti wrists.
I get no. No, that's a callback that will be buried as... That is buried. That is beyond the lore. There is no resurrecting that. There's much
Big
lore I have recycled. That is not what I'm
Come
no.
on.
No. That bring will be back. Buried for all of eternity. No.
To bring it back.
We'll do like a spit. We'll do like a one shot. We'll do like a thick, dirty, one shot at some point. I don't know when. No. it revealed a dungeon. Now, based off of the small amount of research that we've done about this dungeon, we know what's inside it, and you're going to go get it.
Oh, okay. So,
oh, great, really?
That's it? Dude.
Yeah. What is it?
Easy.
Sure.
Well, I can't tell you what it is. You'll know it when you see it.
Okay. So it could just be like a rock?
Wait, so you're just going to go get it?
I mean, is it a rock?
I mean, why not?
Sure.
Not, no, it's not a rock.
Why not?
Okay.
Why not?
Okay. I'm going to keep Lyona here with me just as leverage in case you're doing some ploy right now.
Honestly, that's best because she
like, we,
can't
we look
really
at each other
herself.
And we laugh.
She, like, she's kind of useless in a fight. She's kind of useless in a fight, not gonna lie.
Hypothetically, could I sleep for 8 hours?
What?
He's tired.
I'm tired.
He flew us here.
Like,
well, I mean, technically, I didn't, but
I
like,
flew us here.
Yeah, he did. I mean, what?
Okay, sure. I'm sure we can get you. There's. Have you heard of Mr. Twisties? They've got some good rooms there, I've heard. We can probably get some out there.
Have you
I hear it's relatively inexpensive.
I got dibs on the first bed.
Have you ever been to Mr. Twisties?
No, I hear it's great.
It's a bit overpriced.
What? Twisties. I heard it was very inexpensive.
It's
for the first person, yes.
Okay.
The
so
the next person, he ups it like 100 times.
Yeah, I'm not gonna
start running.
I'm not gonna pay for your rooms or anything. I'm still blackmailing you, and I'm gonna keep Lyona until you get me this thing.
So, like,
but,
can we go? Can
if
I
we
go and sleep?
Didn't come back. What would happen?
Well, I'd kill her.
Hmm.
What do you mean? That was what the plan was, but then you're just so eager
hey,
to go
hey,
and do
know.
My bidding. I mean.
How much she care about? Personally, I don't really care about her. But if Eshno sees or thinks that we should do it,
time to check the Bible.
He's
probably
the good boy of the
just leave her.
He's the good boy of the group.
Yes, we probably shouldn't just leave her.
Well, I mean, okay, hear me out, David.
Wait, see, whose side are you
on? See, Eshno is the only one with the moral conscience.
Yeah, that's the thing.
If we can convince him that women are not real... then he can have no complaint.
I'm not gonna get
what does that mean? Wait, what?
I'm not gonna get into a convincing battle. So
much. I'm gonna go sleep. This. Can I go sleep?
Yeah.
Okay.
The guard just kind of walks over with like a puzzled look on his face as he kind of like unlocks your chains. There'll be an escort at this place around, you know, early morning. So
okay.
Get your night's rest right. And prepare to head out, I guess.
Thank you.
You're all taking this very well. I thought you had things to do. Last time I was here, you were talking about some world-ending catastrophe.
Turns out the timeline for that wasn't wasn't nearly as strict as we thought.
Uh-huh.
It's a bit more relaxed than the
timeline. Okay. Well,
like it's still going to happen, but like
we vibing.
Yeah. We got a little bit of time. We got a bit of wiggle room.
All right. I mean, take all the time you need. I don't know
yes.
what your whole deal is, but I definitely prioritize cool. mine. I'm sure you know how to get to Mr. Twisties.
Yes. I start running.
Fantastic. And he's gone. Just out of
he
the
just...
room.
Dead sprint out of the house.
Just so tired, just Attack on Titan like, running toward Mr. Twisty's Tavern.
I
don't know. Like from a sprinter's start.
How hard is
everything?
It's called I Want a Cheap Room.
Oh how yeah.
Far, how far hold on, how far does Dimension Door take me?
Oh,
500 feet.
I
balls.
All right.
Hmm.
I keep an eye out behind me just to make sure I see him coming. Okay. Might have to polymorph myself into a Quetzal. Because that's honestly...
Dimension door out of the house into the street.
All right.
As far as I can.
I use sorcery points. I use sorcery points to polymorph myself into a Quetzalcoatl.
They haven't taken the shackles off of me.
Wait, Esno, what are you doing? Yeah, you're still chained up. Esno, what are you doing?
I just leave with them on.
I break the chains and I start running.
Okay, make a strength check for me.
I'll make an athletic.
Yeah, make a strength check 17. To break those chains. 17. Not quite good enough.
Yeah.
She was like, trying to break it, but it won't.
Can I just run with the chains?
Yeah, the guard gets the key in the thing. As you immediately start to take off, he's just like, wait. As with the handcuffs, key in the actual keyhole, you start running. David, what are you doing?
Oh, I dimension doored out.
Dimension door, you automatically take the lead by a few hundred feet.
Yeah, no.
But I'm flying, so...
I'm on a foot race. Alright.
Okay,
how fast athletics is check.
Athletics, I need an athletics check, another athletics check by David and Ejno, and then if you're going to polymorph...
Oddly enough, my athletics is...
Quetzalcoatls fly at 80 feet.
Yeah. Alright.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
Yeah, the Quetzalcoatl, immediately, you do like a Starscream Transformers transition. You like jump in the air, you do a twist as you just turn into a Quetzalcoatl and then do a little jet boost to immediately take off toward Mr. Twisties. You can tell, there's no catching up to that.
Yeah,
But like, it is a race for second place at this point.
Right.
I need some athletics checks.
Yeah.
Athletics is plus 9.
I'm so mad.
11, so.
I had a plus 7. And I rolled a 2.
No.
9 plus 11. That's an unnatural 20.
With unnatural 10.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
All right. With that, David and Colwyn just leave Ejno in the dust. As we just get like a shot of Ejno kind of slowing down because he knows he's been beat. As Lyona watches from the windowsill of the second story of Lady Gwendolyn Gale's estate as a single teardrop rolls down her eye as she sees that her hero has let him down. Let her down.
He's lost the riz.
Okay, D4.